Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we looked at how wisdom's kind and lavish offer of insight and guidance had been ignored or rejected. Today, we'll study the consequences. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 26 to 27. Reading from the ESV. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you. When terror strikes you like a storm, and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. In the preceding verses, wisdom clearly explained the wrongdoing. Now, in these verses, she speaks of the inevitable retribution. Truth has been hated, distorted, maligned, counterfeited, relativized. Falsehood has been welcomed, popularized, mainstreamed, and normalized. The good and beautiful have been envied and detested. Hard work and merit have been dismissed as privilege, denied their well-earned reward, and abused. Hierarchies of victimhood have been created, perpetual victimhood made profitable, and virtue signaling turned into an industry. Indoctrination has become pervasive. Truth-seeking and independence of thought have been resisted, demonized, and criminalized. The Hebrew word translated calamity or disaster is used for a catastrophic event that brings massive harm, cost, or ruin. Wisdom does not cause it. Both times in these two verses, it's called your disaster. The Hebrew possessive your is used here to emphasize complete ownership. Those who have ignored or rejected wisdom own their catastrophe. It's on them. They have made it their destiny. For turning away from wisdom, they have idolized deceptions. Getting what they wanted will turn out to be a disaster. Falsehood often seems more enticing, more successful, more powerful, and more popular than truth. That's why wisdom is disregarded. But God guarantees the moral and ethical order which He has set in place. Anything which claims to be wise but is not based on honoring God will be exposed. Genuine security can only be built by following God's wisdom. Fake complacency will be disrupted. Through the disaster that judgment brings, deceit will be defeated and reality restored. To dishonor God and end up dreading the disaster which reckless stupidity and stubborn rebelliousness make inevitable, or to honor God and flourish even amid challenges. These are the only two choices. From the very beginnings, humans have been enticed with the lie that they can construct their own non-binary reality. They cannot. Knowing the truth will be proved, wisdom rejoices, and she treats falsehood with the contempt it deserves. God, in His supremacy, protects those who trust Him, and their enemies He makes into a laughingstock. Storm imagery is used to drive home wisdom's message. Smug delusionality is shattered by internal turmoil and external opponents. Deep-rooted instabilities and insecurities will surface. Arrogant dismissiveness will give way to intense terror. What will this catastrophe consist of? The inevitable consequences of disdaining wisdom will be returned to throughout the book of Proverbs. But in the next few verses, wisdom will emphasize the definiteness and irreversibility of these outcomes. We'll study that next time in Proverbs 1, verses 28 to 31. Let's pray. Lord God, we do make unwise choices. But when we turn to you and face up to our wrongdoing, you are quick to forgive us. Speak your truth into our lives and through us into our relationships and communities. Thank you that even when your mercy is severe, it's life-giving. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.